It's easy to get caught up in the glitz and glam of your pitch without really thinking through the message. I see this mistake time and time again in pitching. Most people will get caught up and spend most of their time developing how the pitch is delivered and very little time on the words of the message. Yes, words on a page are not as sexy as coming up with a shiny new logo or locking down that A-list celebrity to deliver your pitch. But it's the words behind those shiny objects that will be responsible for moving someone into action. Before you pitch, take a step back and really examine the message of your pitch. Have you spent enough time testing out your message on other people to see if it resonates? Is there a more creative way that you can make your pitch that will move someone into action in order to accomplish your goals? Resist the urge to jump to the tools used to deliver or design the message, and stick to the plain words, reworking them until your message is strong and elicits a response. Then move to the creative and develop a strategy that matches what you are pitching versus creating that strategy first and then trying to make your pitch fit. The pitch challenge today? Go shopping. Advertisements are always attempting to pitch you, and it's a great place for further research. Look at billboards, ads, and point of purchase displays. Recognize when a message captures your attention versus a picture, spokesperson, or a shiny object. The really good ads will have a solid message that resonates with you, along with multimedia that matches what the message is trying to communicate. Contrast this to advertisements that are pulling out all the stops just to get your attention, but have little depth in their messaging. It's the difference between someone screaming for attention versus someone really taking the time to know who you are and what you want. And what we all want is to be understood before being pitched.